Concours Écricom 2012, épreuve orale de langue anglaise. Texte numéro 19. Women's rise to the top has stalled, warns boss of Hewlett-Packard. The progress of women in business has ground to a halt in the past decade, in stark contrast to other professions, according to one of the most prominent female corporate leaders. Meg Whitman, chief executive of Hewlett-Packard, the world's largest technology company by revenue, said that while women have made advances in areas such as academia and medicine, the scarcity of women in the boardrooms of top businesses shows that their progress in the corporate world has flatlined. Women made tremendous gains in the 70s, 80s, and 90s, said Ms. Whitman, but the last decade has not been great. We are now almost at critical mass at the business schools and law schools. So what is driving this flatline? Ms. Whitman's concerns highlight statistics that show the lack of diversity at leading businesses. A study conducted for the Department of Business, Innovation and Skills this year showed that 12.5% of members of the boardrooms of FTSE 100 companies were women. The study said, at the current rate of change, it will take over 70 years to achieve gender-balanced boardrooms in the UK. The British figures are broadly in line with those of American businesses. In October, the not-for-profit group Catalyst, that focuses on women in the workplace, found that women held just 14% of senior executive positions at Fortune 500 companies. The number has barely increased since 2005. Ms. Whitman said that although individual examples in the technology sector showed encouraging signs, she was at a loss to explain the wider trends. It's exciting to have Jeannie Romity, the new chief executive of IBM, me, and Ursula Burns, chief executive of Xerox, at these companies, said Ms. Whitman. But why we have flatlined on gains, I don't know. It's not happening in medicine, by the way. It's not happening in other fields. Susan Vinnicombe, director of the International Centre for Women Leaders at Cranfield University, said Ms. Whitman was correct in her concerns. Across the developed world, around 60% of all the graduates are women. So it's not for a lack of human capital, she said. Ms. Vinnicombe said that the central problem was that businesses were organisations designed by men for men, and that talented female executives were overlooked for the mentoring that their male counterparts often receive. These companies do not know how to retain and develop women, she said. Ms. Whitman's comments come after the most powerful investor in Britain's stock market said this month that it would vote company bosses out of office if they failed to recruit more women directors to their boardrooms. Sasha Sedan, director of corporate governance at Legal & General Investment Management, the £347 billion fund manager, said the group was willing to veto chairmen and executives who failed to make changes to the top of their companies to ensure they were diverse. Fin du texte numéro 19.